Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's De Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 3 and Chapter 4. Now, it would be clear from Paul's own words and from the narrative of Luke in the Acts that Paul, in his preaching to the Gentiles, laid the foundations of the churches from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum. And from the epistle, which we have spoken of as indisputably Peter's, in which he writes to those of the Hebrews in the dispersion of Pontus and Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, it would be clear from his own words in how many provinces he delivered the word of the New Testament by preaching the gospel of Christ to those of the circumcision. But it is not easy to say how many of these and which of them were genuinely zealous and proved their ability to be the pastors of the churches founded by the apostles, except by making a list of those mentioned by Paul. For there were many thousands of his fellow workers, and, as he called them himself, fellow soldiers, of whom the most were granted by him memorial past forgetting, for he recounts his testimony to them unceasingly in his own letters, and, moreover, Luke also in the Acts gives a list of those known to him and mentions them by name. Thus Timothy is related to have been the first appointed bishop of the diocese of Ephesus, as was Titus of the churches in Crete. Luke, who was by race an Antiochian and a physician by profession, was long a companion of Paul and had careful conversation with the other apostles, and in two inspired books left us examples of the medicine for souls which he had gained from them, the gospel which he testifies that he had planned according to the tradition received by him, by those who were from the beginning eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, all of whom, he says, moreover, he had followed from the beginning, and the Acts of the Apostles, which he composed no longer on the evidence of hearing, but of his own eyes. And they say that Paul was actually accustomed to quote from Luke's gospel, since, when writing of some gospel as his own, he used to say, "According to my gospel." Of the other followers of Paul, there is evidence that Crescens was sent by him to Gaul, and Linus, who is mentioned in the second epistle to Timothy as present with him in Rome, has already been declared to have been the first after Peter to be appointed to the bishopric of the church in Rome. Of Clement, too, who was himself made the third bishop of the church of Rome, it is testified by Paul that he worked and strove in company with him. In addition to these, Dionysius, one of the ancients, the pastor of the diocese of the Corinthians, relates that the first bishop of the church at Athens was that member of the Areopagus, the other Dionysius, whose original conversion after Paul's speech to the Athenians in the Areopagus, Luke described in the Acts. Now, as we go on our way, the chronological details of the succession of the apostles will be related, but at present, let us go on to the next stage of the narrative. Here ends Book 3 and Chapter 4, and let's move on to some notes and commentary. This chapter focuses on Paul and his apostolic associates, those who would become the pastors of the early churches in the post-apostolic era. Paul is cited as the one who laid the foundations of the churches from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum. Eusebius says that though Paul had many, even thousands, of fellow workers, he proceeds to focus on those mentioned in Paul's letters and in the Acts. And these include Timothy, who is said to have been the first bishop of Ephesus, Titus, who is said to have been the bishop of the churches in Crete, Luke of Antioch, the physician, And he is acknowledged by Eusebius to have been the writer of the Gospel of Luke and also of the book of Acts. And Eusebius also says that Paul cited the Gospel of Luke and used the phrase, according to my gospel. I think historically speaking, when Paul said such things, he was talking about the preaching of the gospel and not to any of the four canonical gospels, and not thus to Luke in particular. But Eusebius's view is that we have references to Luke's gospel, since Luke was one of his companions in his apostolic ministry. Also mentioned is Crescens, whom Eusebius says was sent by Paul to Gaul, most likely picking up on the reference in 2 Timothy 4:10 to Crescens. He also mentions Linus, who is noted in 2 Timothy 4:21. Of Linus, as previously noted in the ecclesiastical history, he says that Linus was the first after Peter as bishop of Rome. Eusebius also makes mention of Clement, who's mentioned in Philippians 4:3 as having been the third bishop of Rome, I guess after Peter and Linus. And then he notes Dionysius of the Areopagus of Athens, and he is noted as a convert in Acts 17:34. And he cites as a source for this another Dionysius, Dionysius of Corinth. And many know that there were writings in later church history that were attributed to Dionysius of Athens. He's sometimes referred to, these writings are sometimes referred to as pseudo-Dionysius, and these were used, for example, by Thomas Aquinas. But, of course, Eusebius is writing long before that, and he's simply passing on a tradition that Dionysius, one of those early Athenian converts, became the bishop of the church in Athens. It is difficult to determine whether this information shared by Eusebius rests on any firm historical footing other than what Eusebius has gleaned from sporadic minor references to these figures in Paul's letters. Still, it does suggest admiration for Paul as an apostle and a desire to trace a line of leadership succession from the apostles in the early churches. Well, I hope that this chapter and the notes and commentary have been edifying, and we will look forward to speaking to you in the next edition, next episode in this series. Till then, take care and God bless.